scores. It's 4-3 to Millwall, with just one more each to take. Marlon Romeo. Saved by Ryan! Matt Ryan saves! And it's all square again. It's 3-3 on penalties after four kicks each.
Oh, gee, I reckon when you're a goalkeeper and you get that, get home and you watch the replay and you hear that, you just tickled pink. And that was what happened to Matty Ryan in the quarterfinal of the FA Cup. He's now through to the semi with Brighton Hove Albion taking on Manchester City, if you don't mind, Sunday week. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're going really well, thanks, buddy. When you hear that stuff replayed, are there any shivers down your spine?
Oh, it definitely brings a smile to my face when hearing that commentary once again. But just a nice memory that I'll cherish for a long, long time.
You've been doing this for a while now, this goalkeeping business. Does it get any easier saving penalties? Do you get better at it?
I guess the more experience you have in situations like that, I think you best learn about yourself and I guess what brings you the result. And I think in the past, in the two penalty shootouts I had previously to the one in the Asian Cup where I was still playing in Australia, I thought I wanted to stop it so much that I sort of got too tense and too tired. And I've really made a big note of trying just to relax and enjoy those moments. And, sure enough, the last two penalty shootouts I've been involved in have resulted in a win. So I'm just trying to learn from my experiences in the past. And, it's been serving me well since then.
Yeah, Matt. Just how much preparation goes into the penalty shootouts of each game? Do you watch footage and their preferred kick takers and all that? Just explain for the listeners at home how much prep you actually do.
Yeah, probably like a lot of sporting coaches these days, trying to take advantage of technology and the advances that he possesses these days. And before every match that we play, generally 1 or 2 days before, I get some clips sent to me from the guys, our tech guys here at the club, and it just gives me a rundown of what we're going to be facing, the types of players we're going to be coming up against, and basically painting the pictures in what we might be facing coming up that weekend against opposition. And included in that is pretty much every penalty of all the main penalty takers within the team who have taken penalties in the past. So I think it'd be pretty naive of the opposition players and teams to not know that we're not looking these days. I think common sense would tell you that everyone is trying to take advantage of that. So it sort of becomes a bit of a game of cat and mouse, and them knowing we're watching and us watching, it probably cancels each other out at the end of the day. But nonetheless, if you can gain something from it, that can help you to obviously be successful in that situation. And we leave no stone unturned in trying to do so.
Have you got an example where you've picked up on a couple of habits or preferred areas strikers have kicked the ball in penalties? Have you got an example for us at home where you picked up something via footage and actually applied it and actually saved based on your footage and your preparation?
Yeah, well, as recent as the Asian Cup, actually, Danny Bukovic was actually on the sideline that evening, and as much as I had looked at the clips beforehand, he had him there on the sideline as a bit of a reminder as well. So whoever was coming up from the opposition that night in Uzbekistan, he was sort of signaling. We had sort of worked out a little code on trying to get the last three penalties from the player that was coming up, so I had a clear idea in my head. And in that game, the very first penalty that was saved that went up the middle, I didn't actually put two and two together that was the guy that we had looked at. And Vuka that night made the signal from the sideline that he goes up the middle, and I was still unsure, but the fact that Vuka was signalling, I knew he wouldn't have signalled if he didn't know the player. So he signalled that night that he was going to go up the middle, and I just tried to dance around the goal a little bit to make it look like I was going to move, and stood my ground at the end of the day. And sure enough, that same player shot up the middle and was able to make the save. But I didn't want to come out and publicly say anything about Booker's contribution that night, because we still were in the tournament and had a long way to go. And in case we were to progress further and the situation was like that was going to play out again later on in the tournament, I didn't really want to reveal anything. But you know, it wasn't meant to be, unfortunately, for us. But he definitely deserves some credit that night also.
Now, that is fascinating, Matt, to share that with us. So when you're at training, how many balls do you save, and what are the sort of things you do? Like, do you have bikes take penalty shots at you at the end of every training, or is it more the match simulation stuff that you do to practice your saving in high-pressure situations? How do you go about it?
Probably we don't practice penalties too often, only really when we're in the lead-up to a game in a cup where, obviously, you know, the situation is a possibility, really. Yeah, unless you're having a little bit of a muck around with, you know, someone at the end of training when it's done and having a bit of a laugh or that, it doesn't really get practiced too often. In our training that we do on a day-to-day basis, I mean, obviously making saves and doing every, you know, tactical and technical training of goalkeeping, it sort of is included in obviously trying to make a save in a penalty, and you just sort of rely on that information you get from the tech guys and trying to pick up on, something from the opposition players that, will best give you the chance to try and save it. And, you know, the rest of it is, hoping that with the study that you've done, you have the composure in the moment and the bit of luck to, you know, dive the same way that the player taking the penalty, you know, has decided to shoot, and just becomes a matter of getting, whatever you can to the ball in order to keep it out.
So how do you get confidence as a goalkeeper? The obvious answer, I would imagine, is you just make a really good save and that's great. But how do you feed off confidence? How do you get yourself in that right mindset? Is it more about what your teammates are doing defensively in a formation, or is it just as simple as saving the ball when it comes to you?
Yeah, I think for me, and what I've discovered, I think a lot of positive visualisation, seeing yourself in the moment making the save and, you know, visualising you keeping that ball out, and I guess the joy and ecstasy that would come from that, you know, when that happens. And like I said, the two constants in the last two penalty shootouts, that we've won, are just in the build-up, probably when it gets to extra time and, you know, you're getting close to the penalties. I've just really tried to, have positive thoughts in saying that, you know, this is going to be, you know, one of the most memorable days of my life in being here and, you know, wanting to, you know, make the save in order to obviously help the team I'm representing get through to the next stage and, you know, create a lifelong memory. And I've just sort of fed off those thoughts and, you know, coming into the situation, I think, you know, that using that as sort of the first step, it allows me to be in a calmer state of mind and be more loose and limber in the goal. And at the end of the day, it's enabled me to make some important saves in those situations and, you know, contribute to the team, you know, winning the game that night. So, along those lines.
It's great insight, Matt, and we really appreciate you sharing it with us. What's the mindset like? What's the vibe like within the club at the moment? You're 5 points above relegation in the EPL, but you're in the semi-finals of the FA Cup against one of the biggest teams on the planet, Manchester City. Are you thinking about the EPL and just do what you can in the FA Cup, or is all energy on the FA Cup to achieve something out of this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, with any game that we're coming up, you know, or we're preparing for that week, we're going out there and trying to be as successful as we can. And, you know, first up, we've got the Southampton game, and it's very tight, as you said, there at the bottom on the table. You know, there's a few teams obviously vying for that survival for next season, us being one of them. And it's just been incredible, you know, in my experiences playing in this league, how much momentum is and pivotal throughout the season. In my experiences, in my two seasons I've played, we've had, you know, runs of momentum in a positive way where we've got, you know, a few wins on the trot, or, you know, if say 3 wins in 5 games, and then we've had periods where we've gone 6-7 games without having a win. And I think, you know, backtrack 3 weeks before we had to win at home against Huddersfield, we were in a little bit of a difficult situation, and getting ever closer to the bottom three positions. And since then, you know, we've beaten Huddersfield and beaten Palace and beaten Millwall respectively, and, you know, now we're riding that wave of, you know, positive momentum again and finding ways to win games. So, you know, we're just trying to stay upbeat and, you know, continue in that way. And, you know, any sort of negative setbacks you have, trying to do what we can in order to turn it around and overcome whoever the next challenge is going to be. And at this moment, like I said, trying to go with all the momentum that we have and just keep doing what we're doing, what's enabled us to be successful recently. And, at the end of the day, it's all going to sort itself out with the games that we're going to have coming up.
Matt, reeling off those Premier League teams, an FA Cup semi-final coming up, it's sort of stuff dreams are made out of for any professional football player. Is it? Do you feel that way? Are you living out your dream at the moment?
Yeah, I can comfortably say I am. I mean, ultimately, the reason I play the game is, you know, the opportunity to create some, you know, lifelong memories that, you know, I'm never going to forget. And, you know, my passion being, you know, football and, you know, having the luck and all the work and dedication, sacrifice I've put in order to, you know, get myself to where I am in this day and age. All the hard work I continuously put in is just trying to create as many of those moments as possible. So the day I can, hang up the gloves and the boots, one day I can look back on my career and, you know, I've no regrets of wanting or, you know, ifs or buts about having done this or should have done that. And when that day comes, I just hope I have so many memories I can reflect on through having, you know, been successful and, you know, memories that I'll have for the rest of my lifetime and ultimately, you know, enjoy for all of my life.
Well, it's a great attitude to have, I reckon, and it's clearly working for you at the moment. And maybe, well, hopefully, there are plenty more great memories for you for the rest of your career, starting this week in Southampton, of course, and then the FA Cup semi-final against Manchester City just in the short term. We appreciate your time, Matt. Good luck. We'll certainly be watching.
No worries.